Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. Titans and the Bears coming up this weekend at Soldier Field in Chicago. To talk more about that, we bring in forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, who is on the line with us. Also, of course, a coach for the NBA Big Red. Chris, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man. I think yesterday was real good because actually football started to see Derrick Henry and to watch Mahomes, you know, start the season off. That was one of the best games I've seen, you know, in a while.
Can I just say this? I felt like, and I was texting D-Mace about it, I felt like the Ravens got away from Derrick Henry too much.
Yeah, they did. I mean, Derrick Henry was running the ball really, really good, and then they got away from him. And I think they, in my opinion, I think the offense is not centered around Derrick Henry. I just think it's surrounded around the quarterback because he can make the dynamic plays. But if I got Derrick Henry in the backfield, I'm going to make sure he has a whole bunch of touches because I think he only ended up with, like, what, 46 yards? I mean, just get that horse going because he's a freaking dog, man.
He is a dog. That is for sure. All right, who are going to be the dogs for the Titans when they go into Soldier Field on Sunday? We don't know about DeAndre Hopkins, but this will be Calvin Ridley's debut officially with the two-tone. Will Levis, he has the keys to the car. What do you need to see right out of the gate from the Titans to make you feel like this thing's going to go their way?
I mean, it's all on Levis. I mean, I really believe it's all on Levis because if you look at, you know, the offseason, the things that they did, they got an offensive line there, they got Cushenberry, they got Latham, they got a line that's kind of solidified on the left that's still a little bit concerns on the right, but now you got some running backs. I'm not discrediting Henry. You got Pollard and you got Spears that they can make those home run plays. You have everything in place. Now Levis has to show up. Everybody talked about how good he was in Kentucky. Everybody talks about how a strong arm has, all these great intangibles. But now you got to take this offense by hand and lead this team to victory. All the talk in camp is done. He looks great in camp and he's doing great. He's a leader. All that stuff is fine. But at the end of the day, if you go in Chicago and beat Chicago handily, then now I'll give him the reins to this offensive team.
All right, we're talking to Chris Sanders today. All right, Chris, when I watch games at Arrowhead Stadium, I distinctly remember you having great games in that stadium. You had an insane catch. Was it your rookie year that you had that insane catch?
Yeah, it was. But the funny part on that play is I was so tired that I didn't even know it was 4th and 15. That's how crazy it was. I really didn't. I jumped over 2 or 3 guys to catch the football, but I'll never forget. I walked to the sidelines, and, you know, Les Steckel called me and said, great catch. He said, did you know it was 4th down? I said, no. I said, I just went and made plays like, you know, I try to do most of the time.
You just ran a route? What, did you just run down the field and get open?
No, because we're doing a 2-minute drill, and I was dog tired. I mean, I was really tired. I'm going back and forth to get into the right formation, all those things. And all of a sudden, you know, I just line up, and, you know, Daryl Carter's the cornerback, and you had some good safeties in the back end. And I just ran a post route. And I did not know that Chris Chandler was actually going to throw it to me. And when I seen the ball in the air, I jumped over 3 or 4 guys to catch a football. That's one of the best plays that it was a blessing to make.
Did Chris Chandler say you did a good job, or did he just ignore you like everybody else?
No. What he did is he took his helmet off, then he brushed his comb over off, and then he just looked over me.
Did Dave Craig say good job from the Pee Wee section? Hey, Chris.
No, Chris Chandler was no disrespect. I never put nobody. He was just a different dude. He was just kind of in his own world because when I first met Chris Chandler, you know, I said, hey, how you doing, Chris? He looked at me and just walked away and didn't say anything. I'm like, man, does my breath stink? Or do I got a unibrow? I mean, what is it? But the only time he said something to me was we were playing the Denver Broncos. And I took an inside release and I caught a 46-yard touchdown. And all he said was, great job. I mean, come on, man.
Let me ask you this, though. What was it like watching him 2 years after he leaves the Oilers and lead the Falcons to the Super Bowl?
That's crazy. That was crazy. I mean, I was really, really happy for him. But I was actually watching the game in the airport. I forgot where I was going. But to watch him lead them to a Super Bowl, I was like, dang. You know, he's got a chance to beat it. So it was kind of crazy but surreal, but it's all good.
All right, so you talk about your rookie year and things you got going on there. So, like J.C. Latham, I mean, and T'Andre Sweat, I mean, they've played in big games before, but when you step on that field Sunday, I mean, I got to think, Chris, and you've been through that, that's a whole nother experience, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And this is what I had to do, Big Joe, is when I walked out of the tunnel, and I'm not being cliche or corny, I just looked up at the sky and I took a deep breath. I said, okay, I'm here. I made it. Now let's just go out and play. So what I did, I knew that the one thing I couldn't do was I couldn't put pressure on myself, because if I put pressure on myself, then I was going to, you know, afraid to make a mistake. So here's what I did. I knew I was a third receiver, and if we were an 11 personnel, I was a third receiver coming in. So I put the pressure on other guys. So when I got in the game, in my mind, my mentality was, if they call a play for me, I'm going to make it. So on the third drive of West playing Cincinnati, we ran 11 personnel. I ran a post against Brim, 46-yard touchdown. Then on the second half, same thing. They all blitz. Chris Chandler checks it. I catch a 56-yard touchdown. Ended up with two catches for 100-some yards. Ooh. But before that could actually happen, I just had to take a breath, relax, and trust my ability and trust God to give me what I need to get.
Oh, I love that. If reports go that Hopkins doesn't play, Chris, I tell you, man, I would love to see Treylon Burks just ball yes. out on Sunday. I would love to see him 100 yards, two touchdowns, whatever.
Yes.
I would love to see that on Sunday.
I mean, I do too. I mean, I'm a Treylon Burks fan. I know everybody talks about him. You know, he gets hurt and he does all this stuff. But here's how you shut the critics up. Go out there, catch seven passes for 140, two touchdowns. That's going to clean up all this mess. And the thing about it is you can't, you know, foresee if you're getting hurt or not, and people saying he's so all that goofy stuff. But I pray that he goes out there and has one of the biggest games. I know they got Calvin Ridley. I know they got some playmakers on the perimeter. But I want to see those guys. I want to see Treylon Burks go out there and make some explosive plays.
Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders is with us on the Chase and Big Joe show. So let's talk about the secondary. I mean, they spent a lot on the secondary, brought a lot of these guys in, but Snead hadn't really done a whole lot in the preseason in camp. Awuzie's been hurt. You know, what's kind of your thoughts on getting this group together truly for the first time in game action when they line up on Sunday?
You know, I'm a little concerned, but not that much concerned. The reason why I say I'm concerned but not concerned, I know these guys had ability to shut down top wide receivers. But here's the thing that I'm kind of concerned about is your conditioning. Just imagine if you go through a two-minute drill, they do a hurry-up offense, and you got DJ, like DJ Moore, running two go routes, and you come back, you got to, you know, cover Keenan. How can you handle it? Can you stay in condition? Can you run at top speed if DJ Moore is at top speed every single play? So I'm not concerned about their skill set. I'm not concerned about them not being in the right spot. I'm just concerned about their condition and can they stay with the receivers the whole game, not half of the game.
At what point, Chris, in your career, you know, when you were a veteran in this league, you know, I've heard Derek talk about this, heard you talk about it, like, you know, he's been around. I know it's a different defense and he's learning different terminology, but at what point does it become, I guess, does the game slow down enough where you don't necessarily have to hit the practice field, where you can look at the playbook, you can watch the film, you can know what you're supposed to do and walk out, you know, onto the field? Like, I used to be amazed when McNair would not practice and then go out and you know, ball out in a game. At what point does that all become much more simple for you?
You know, when you become a veteran, I think when a lot of times when you don't practice, the one guy that are successful is they're engaged. When I say engaged, they're engaged in practice, they're engaged in the film room, and they're engaged with their teammates. There's a lot of guys sometimes that get hurt and just stay on the side and just kind of do their own thing. But that's why Snead and that's why the McNairs and that's why the Derek Masons were so successful if they got hurt is because they were continuously being engaged. What I mean by being engaged, asking questions, looking at the offense, talking to the other receivers, talking to the quarterbacks, talking to the offensive line, staying engaged. And a lot of times we got to understand that, you know, the whole year, it's a long season. So if you have to sit out as a veteran, mentally you stay focused, physically you can do it. And I watched Steve McNair do it over and over and over again. There were times where I'm like, man, there's no way he's going to play with that angle. There's no way he's going to play with that finger. But with him being engaged with everything that's going on game day, it was like second nature, like riding a bike.
We're talking to our good friend Chris Sanders. Chris, something that nobody's talked about on Sunday, which concerns me, it's also Brian Callahan's first game.
Oh, yeah.
As a head coach, and I gotta see how he reacts and acts on Sunday, because it's one thing being in the booth and helping call a play at Cincinnati, but now you're the man, and I'm interested to see how he does on Sunday, Chris.
You know, I think he's gonna be good. You know, I went out and watched practice at camp, you know, once or twice. And he's just got something about himself. He's got like a quiet confidence about himself. He's not a real yeller and all that stuff. But the confidence that he has in himself, the confidence that he has in the office, the confidence that he has in play calling. I understand this is his first, you know, time being a head coach, and then he's got to, you know, call the plays. But with his demeanor, I think he's going to be able to handle it correctly. Because the thing about it is, when you're a play caller, you got to get a rhythm. You got to get to where, okay, I got to make adjustments before I make the adjustments. And with his calm demeanor and his calm confidence, I think with all the disarray and all the stuff that's going to be going on Sunday, I think with his confidence, he's going to do an outstanding job by being a head coach and also a play caller.
I've had the fortune to be able to talk to head coaches in high school, college, and pros, and, you know, when they talk about their first games, like, hey, it's great. But then, you know, the first quarter, you know, walk over and say, hey, coach, J.C. Latham's throwing up on the sideline over here. Jeff Simmons is mad at Snead.
I mean, Buck Rising.
So you get all these things. Buck Rising. Right. You got these things happening. As a coordinator, you don't have to worry about, but as a head coach, you got to worry about everything.
Yes, you really do. And the funny thing about it is I coach at Montgomery Bell Academy, and I coach wide receivers, and I got to get the formation, and I got to make sure if a guy is hurt, if somebody doesn't get in, or make sure all that stuff is in the right spot. So what I have to do is, during the week, I got to create an environment that is total chaos. You know, guys over here, this guy's hurt. I got to put this guy in the right formation. You know, our wide receiver goes to running back. I got to get somebody in. So what I do during the week is I make sure that I stay calm through all the havoc. And that's the same thing that Brian Callahan has to do. He has to stay calm through all the havoc. Yes, Jason Latham is throwing up. Yes, Simmons is mad at Buck Rising. Yes, Chris Sanders is mad at Paharsky. All this stuff is going on. But I gotta have a quiet calm to say, you know what? All this junk is going on. But guess what? I got to make sure I get the job done, and that's what Brian Callahan is going to do.
You got to. By the way, the Big Red, are you on the road to Memphis yet?
Yes, not yet. I'm in my car sitting down, and then I'm going to get on the bus and go to sleep. We go to Memphis. We got to go get this done. We got shellac last week, but guess what? You got two choices, and this is what I love about Jared. You get better or you get bitter. Let's go get better.
That's it. I love that.
That's it. Chris, we look forward to your insight along with Jared and Derek on Sunday. Twin Peaks and Cool Springs started at 9:30 for the pregame show. Thanks as always, man.
Man, love y'all so much. Appreciate you guys.
Love you too. Chris Sanders joining us here on the program forever, Titans wide receiver. And again, join Jared, Chris Sanders, and D-Mace at Twin Peaks and Cool Springs this Sunday from 9:30 to 11:30. It is the pregame show. They'll break down the Titans week one road matchup against Da Bears and give you the latest update before the game. The pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment, Sundeck Nashville, an award-winning Blue Note Juke Joint and Blue Note Crossroads Bourbon. Coming up next, Coach Jeff Fisher will join the program and get his thoughts on week one in the NFL and also some Arena League stuff as well here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.